From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, my friends, to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, registered pharmacist, nutritionist, and cosmetic chemist, has been compounding custom medications, formulating nutritional and skincare products, and consulting with doctors and patients for years. And he's a member of the CriticalHealthNews.com team, the number to call for assistance, because they've got a staff right behind them taking notes, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, and the website to go to and peruse, CriticalHealthNews.com. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, back on Coast to Coast. Hello, Ben.
What is up, George Norrie? Good to talk to you again.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. It's a crazy world, though, huh?
You ready for Halloween?
That's one of my favorite holidays, I got to say, Halloween. I can't wait to see what you got to say on Halloween, too.
Do you dress up at all?
No, I'm an old man. What are you talking about dressing up?
You're not an old man.
Do you dress up?
Once in a blue moon, not a lot.
No, my dress-up days are behind me. But I do give out nutritional supplements instead of candy.
I've got this hideous alien baby that was given to me years ago. It was in a Hollywood movie.
A costume?
And it's an alien baby. It's like a puppet.
Oh, my God.
And I walk around with it every once in a while wherever I am, and people just go crazy when they see that.
No, I like Halloween. It's a fun holiday.
And then it's into Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. Here we are.
Crazy. 2026. You know, we're in the second half of the 2020s already. How do you like that, Georgie?
Do people eat differently during the holidays, Ben?
Yeah. They indulge. They go crazy. They let themselves go. And that is why, George, a nutritional supplement program is so important. You can mitigate a lot of the damage associated with processed foods and sugary foods and all these hyper-palatable foods. They call them hyper-palatable foods that are so hard to resist by getting on a nutritional supplement program. In fact, after you indulge at a holiday party, get yourself on some Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and you could reduce you can mitigate the harm that the sugary foods and, you know, all the candies and cakes and things that we do during the holiday season. And in fact, when you eat a lot of food, nutritional supplementation can help you digest your food. I tell people to use their Beyond Tangy Tangerine with their meals. You know, nutrition is important to help the digestive process, especially if you're eating foods that don't have nutrition in them. So Beyond Tangy Tangerine and nutritional supplementation can go a long way towards reducing the risks that are associated with indulgences, the holiday season indulgences.
I know a lot of people who are injecting themselves with this material.
The GLP-1 thing?
Exactly.
Oh,
what
my God.
Tell me about this new craze, Ben.
Yeah, it's been around for a couple of years now. GLP-1 agonists, they call them, help the body process sugars and calories, and you lose weight, and you don't feel like eating as much. The problem is, because you're not eating as much, number one, you're not getting the same nutrients. So if you're on GLP-1, it becomes GLP-1 agonist, it becomes extremely important to get on a nutritional supplement program. And I'm proud to say Youngevity actually has a GLP-1 boost supplement that they just came out with that it puts those nutrients back into the system. You know, one of the things that people are noticing when they get on these GLP-1s is over time, they start to sag. Their faces sag. They call that Ozempic face. Their butt sags. They call that Ozempic butt, because they're losing connective tissue. And that's one of the side effects. And you can't take any drugs without expecting toxicities or side effects. It's not possible, especially if you're on it for a long term. So when you're on a GLP-1 agonist, I know there's a lot of people on them, it becomes extra important that you get on a nutritional supplement program, and that's why you want to know about Youngevity's GLP-1 Boost supplement, which has it's a three-pack, three different products, and they're specifically designed to help the GLP-1 agonists work better without people having to suffer from some of these long-term side effects. They've got a daily fiber packet. They've got something called a GLP-1 Boost, and then they have a pre- and post- biotic supplement. You know about and I'm sure you know about prebiotics, but you know about postbiotics, George?
I've heard about that, yeah.
Postbiotics are really interesting substances that are made by bacteria. They're made by the probiotics, and they help reduce cravings, they help manage blood sugar levels, and they help support overall metabolism. So this three-pack, these three different products are really, really helpful for reducing the risks associated with the GLP-1 agonists.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. What great information, Ben. We continue to get emails that come rolling in, one from Betty in Utah, who just wants to know why vitamins are so important to the human body.
You know, isn't that an interesting question? Sometimes we take it for granted. I take it for granted. People know why you need these things. And by the way, for people who like the stuff that I talk about and Randy talks about and Doc Wallach talks about on your show, we have a new newsletter. We've had a newsletter for a while, but we really updated the newsletter. And if you go on the website and sign up for the newsletter with your email, we will get you a free download of our food diary. You know, I'm always talking about doing a food diary to keep track of problem foods and the relationship between foods and your symptoms. We'll get you a free food diary if you sign up for our brand new newsletter on the website, Critical News. criticalhealthnews.com. Vitamins help the body utilize nutrients. So foods are made up of macronutrients, protein, fats, and carbohydrates. We call them macro because you need large amounts of them, and micronutrients. This is what a whole food is. It has the perfect balance, the perfect ratio of protein, fats, and carbohydrates, macronutrients, to micronutrients. The micronutrients, the vitamins and the minerals, and the fatty acids and the amino acids help carry the energy from the protein and fats and carbohydrates. They facilitate the body's ability to utilize the protein and fats and carbohydrates. But over the course of the last 100 years, really, through food processing, not to mention cooking and soil depletion, we have created a food supply that is devoid of these micronutrients, the vitamins and the minerals and the aminos and the fatty acids. So we're getting the big energy sources, the proteins and fats and carbohydrates, but we can't use the energy. That's why we're the starving obese, because we have lots of energy coming in from calories, but we can't utilize them. The vitamins and what we call the micronutrients, they help the body use the energy from the protein, fats, and carbohydrates. And that's why people notice that they don't need to eat as much when they start a micronutrient vitamin program, like a Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Healthy Start Pack. One of the first things that happens is people don't feel like eating as much. They lose weight because they're getting more energy bang for their buck from the macronutrients, the proteins and fats and carbohydrates. So vitamins and minerals and aminos and fatty acids help the body utilize the energy that's found in the proteins and the fats and the carbohydrates. That's what vitamins do, among many other things.
And what do you think of common exercise along with that?
George, come on. I know you do that. The
Royal Canadian Air Force Exercise Course.
How do you feel if you miss one day, George?
I do 4 a week. And 3 days, I take it easy.
Oh, okay, so you don't do it every day.
But during those 4 days, I will not miss,
exactly.
No matter where I am.
Well, you feel terrible if you missed one, right?
I feel guilty.
Yes, exactly, because you know what's right for you. Exercise is so darn important because the body evolved under conditions of stress. We have this idea in our heads, and the culture promotes it, that stress is somehow our enemy. That's not true. Stress is your friend, but it has to be within a context of rest. The problem with stress and why we associate stress with problems is because of too much stress, or stress that's not in balance with rest. When you have stress within a context of rest, that's the perfect setup for the body to grow, to build, to get stronger. As Friedrich Nietzsche said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And he was right. If you can stress the body within a framework or a context of rest, not only will you build muscle, especially this is especially important for older folks, people over the age of 60 and 65, it becomes really important to put some stress resistance training stress on the body, but also stress on the mind. You know, doing crossword puzzles helps reduce the likelihood that you're going to get Alzheimer's disease. Learning a new language or brushing your teeth with your left hand instead of your right hand, putting some stress on your brain, also helps improve blood supply and improve neurology. Putting stress on the body helps build muscle. Putting stress on the heart puts a little strengthens the heart and improves circulation, as long as it comes within a context of rest as well as nutrition. And that's the combination. I call it exa-rest. I don't call it exercise. I call it exa-rest, to show that it's a combination of exercise and rest along with nutrition. That's the secret from a physiologic perspective to a long, healthy life. You know, George, 60% of Americans are suffering from a chronic disease. 40% of Americans are suffering from multiple chronic diseases. This is, just should not happen. We have normalized disease because it's endemic. It's like 150 million people almost have chronic diseases in this country. That should not happen. And one of the major reasons is because we don't understand how to leverage and take advantage of this incredible human body that we're all privy, that we're all privileged to inhabit for 90 or 100 years if we're lucky.
Well, I've always said it, Ben. If you're not healthy, you can't take care of the people you love.
There's no amount of money. There's nothing that's more important than your health.
So true. We're going to take calls a little earlier, as we always do, when the folks from CriticalHealthNews.com are on the program. So right after the break, we'll start with calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. If you have a question about your health or somebody you care about, just fire away. And again, that toll-free number to call to get assistance, not to get on the show, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Back in a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. And we're back. George Norrie here with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. Ben, when you were a pharmacist, when you were counting out these medicines and these pills, do you have a special machine that does that? You don't count them out all one at a time,
do you?
All
one at a time, George. You know, in pharmacy school, we used to say, count, pour, lick, and stick. That was what we did. Yeah, you have there's a little tray that you have and a spatula. Now I haven't done this for many years. I've been doing compounding now since the 1990s, so I haven't done this for a long time. But you dump the pills out in a little tray and you count them out with a spatula. If you're in a real busy store, they do have machines. If you're in, like when you work for the government or for a big HMO or something like that, like Kaiser, then they have machines. But no, the little pharmacies, like the smaller pharmacies, the chain pharmacies, you just count them out one at a time. We did five at a time, actually.
Are the machines accurate?
Yeah, heck yeah, they're super accurate, and they're unbelievably handy, because when you're doing 100 or 200 prescriptions a day, it does get tedious. Listen, let me tell you something, George. Being a pharmacist in a chain pharmacy is not an easy job, and job satisfaction among pharmacists is not great. And when I was doing it, I felt guilty. I couldn't live with myself. That's why I had to stop. You know, pharmacists are good people, and everybody in the healthcare field, I have to say, is good people. But at the end of the day, it's the pharmacists that are poisoning America. You know, the drugs that people are on, there are no good drugs. I'm sorry, I got to speak the truth here. There are no good drugs. What, do you need them occasionally? Yeah, absolutely. Pain pills, antibiotics, even if you have a hypertensive crisis or something like that, there are times you need drugs. But if you're on a prescription drug for a long period of time, your number one health challenge should be to figure out how to wean yourself off that medication. Do it with your physician, but you want to figure out how to get yourself off that medication. And almost always there is a nutritional supplement protocol that can give you the same benefits as the prescription drug with zero toxicity and side effects. In fact, instead of side effects and adverse reactions, you get beneficial effects, and that's for every single drug. There's almost always a nutritional protocol that you can use that will give you the same benefits with no toxicity and no adverse reactions.
I was reading up on diabetes with Johnny Cash, the old singer, and I think he died of diabetes. How does diabetes, with all these medicines out there, kill you?
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. Do you know, if you look at the statistics, diabetes is said to be the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer. But because of diabetes' relationship to heart disease and cancer, it is actually the number one cause of death. Let me say that again. And I don't even like calling it diabetes, George. I call it dysglycemia. Diabetes is like a brand name. You know, the medical folks, they own that brand name. You don't want to say diabetes. That's owned. It's copyrighted. That's not, that's not something you can just say glibly on the radio or talk about nutritional supplements with. But dysglycemia, that means disturbances in blood sugar. That is the number one cause of death when you factor in its relationship to heart disease and cancer. And so you say, how does it kill people? Well, let me tell you a bunch of ways. But one of the most important ways is we candy to death. George, you know how you melt sugar and it becomes like caramel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right?
Which I haven't done that in 100 years.
Well, you can kind of, in your imagination, when you melt sugar, it becomes sticky and gooey. Well, in the body, sugar will actually become sticky and gooey based on body temperature, based on body heat. And that sticky and gooey sugar attacks your tissues. In fact, wheat candy are caramelized to death. When it does it to the blood vessels and it does it to the blood, literally the blood and the blood vessels will caramelize. They'll get sticky and gooey. They call that glycation. In fact, diabetics have to go to the doctor every 6 months or so, and they got to see how fast they're sugaring their candy. And they call it a hemoglobin A1C test, and that's basically a test to see how fast your hemoglobin is caramelizing. So when the blood becomes sticky and sludgy, it doesn't move. And when it doesn't move, you don't get oxygen to the heart. You don't get oxygen to any of the tissues. In fact, you don't get any nutrients to the tissues. And you don't detoxify the tissues. And let me tell you something really interesting, George, that nobody ever talks about. When your blood becomes glycated and sticky and inflamed, and it does not circulate appropriately, because one of the things that happens when the blood becomes sticky is it will coagulate, it'll clot up. When it doesn't deliver the oxygen and the nutrients and detoxify the tissues, the brain reads it and it says, oh my gosh, the spleen and the lungs and the heart are not getting enough oxygen and nutrients, and they're accumulating toxicity. So you know what the brain will do? It will turn up the pressure, and you end up with what's called essential hypertension. And you'll go to the doctor, and he'll say, well, there's no cause for this. It's just something that happens. That's what essential means. It's just how it is. Not understanding that the reason you have high blood pressure is because the brain is attempting to get more oxygen and nutrients to the tissues. So what do you get? You get a vasodilator, a beta blocker, that does the exact opposite of what the body wants to do. So if you have what's called essential hypertension, what you want to do is you want to figure out, why is the blood so sticky and sludgy, and why isn't it circulating appropriately? And more often than not, you're going to find sugar as a cause, elevated blood sugar as a cause, and digestive toxicity. That's why I'm always harping on these two features of the disease process, of the pathology process, which is digestion and leaky gut and elevated blood sugar. And that's why one of the most important supplements you could ever take are nutrients or supplements that help the body process sugar. And Jevy's got a great group of them. They call it the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, Ultimate Niacin. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but niacin is now being researched as an anti-skin cancer vitamin. This is how
I saw that.
Isn't that
right.
Incredible? This is a nutrient, an essential nutrient that has zero toxicity, zero side effects that most people are deficient in, unless they're supplementing, that will help you with your heart, help you with your circulation, help you with your blood sugar, and bonus, it'll help reduce your risks of skin cancer, and it's important for brain health too. How do you like that? This is the power of supplementation. That's why I'm so proud to call myself a nutritional pharmacist. Sometimes people say, Ben, you're a pharmacist. Why are you talking about nutrition? Why aren't you talking about drugs? Well, guess what? Nutrients are God's drugs. They're the divine drugs. They're nature's drugs. They're the kind of drugs that we really want to be using, not these poison, evil, side effect filled and adverse reaction filled medications that at the end of the day are one of the leading causes of death. You know, prescription drugs are one of the leading causes of death. And that doesn't even include the nutritional deficiencies that occur as the body is trying to detoxify the drugs. You know, when you take a prescription drug, George, they have to give you a higher dose than you need. Why? Because the body is going to get rid of the drug. And so they have to account for what they call first pass effect, which is the body trying to eliminate the poison. So they give you a higher dose than you need to make up for the body's attempt to detoxify that drug. But in that attempt, the body's going to lose copper and iron and magnesium and zinc and vitamin C and all these other nutrients as it attempts to clean out the drugs. And you won't even notice it until you have a side effect or an adverse reaction, and you won't even connect it to the deficiencies that are caused by the by the body's attempt to detoxify the drug.
Let's go to the phones. Let's start east of the Rockies. Mian is with us in Colorado. Hi there.
Hey, Mian?
Hi.
Mian?
Mignon.
Mignon.
I just love this show. I just love it. Thank you so much for being on there, Mr. Fuchs.
Thank you.
And I'd like to give you a very short history and then ask a question.
Okay.
For some time after being knocked down by some children at the Y, where my, pardon me, my disc and my lumbar spine are compressed, and I fell forward and hit my right temporal lobe. Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. Just a rough throat, but we're just going to keep on going. I've had problems with atrophication in my thighs, and I keep losing weight, and I eat a very healthy but not a skinny diet, and no sugar but a lot of fish and sometimes too much. And so I'm thinking that it could be an autoimmune situation. I was tested, and I believe the nomenclature is a CPK in the blood. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, CPK in the blood, you're saying? Did they test?
Yes.
Did they test for what are called circulating immune complexes or CICs in the blood? Is that what you're referring to?
Not the second one. He said that there was an indicator that there was muscle loss, and the blood test showed that.
Okay, so if they told you CPK, that would involve your kidneys. Did they mention your kidneys?
No.
Okay, so it could also involve your heart or your brain or your muscles, the skeletal muscles. Did you say, I didn't quite hear what you're saying. Did you say atrophy in the thighs?
Yes, in my thighs.
Gotcha.
And I have been a gym rat for many, many years.
Gotcha. Yeah, it does sound like you're atrophy, like the body's breaking down. Can I ask you how old you are, ma'am?
I'm 71.
Okay.
And I'm now almost not able to walk. I'm
that's terrible. That's terrible. Okay, so here, this is a couple things I would suggest for you. First of all,
before you move forward, let me interrupt you, please.
Sure.
I am taking Prevacetin, and I'm also a big reader, and I've read things like The Psychobiotic Revolution and No Brain, No Pain, and End of Illness, and a lot of things related. And so I'm somewhat up to date. I've absorbed about 30 different little books, and this thing indicated side effects of Prevacetin or any statin could be rhabdomyolysis.
Absolutely.
Or autoimmune myopathy.
Absolutely. George, I'm sorry, what was your name? Mi Lin, did you say?
Mian, like the steak.
Yes, what Mian is talking about is the statin drug's well-known association with muscle wasting, rhabdomyolysis, they call it. And it could very well have to do with that, but I assume they put you on a statin drug because of a heart problem or because they were trying to lower your cholesterol. That's why they put you on these statin drugs. So there's a lot of things going on here. First and foremost, whenever you have a chronic degenerative disease or you're breaking down and you can't figure out why, you want to focus on the blood. All chronic degenerative disease, all of it, is related to the blood. And I've talked about this for many years on the show. I call it dirty blood, but really it's hypercoagulable blood. The reason that happens is there's two main reasons why that happens. One is toxicity that gets into the bloodstream through leaky gut. I'm sure you've heard of this. And then also the sugar issue that we just talked about. So the first thing you want to do, ma'am, is you want to backtrack to the connection between the food you're eating and your symptoms. It sounds to me like something's getting into the bloodstream that shouldn't be, and that almost always unless you're inject, that's going to be a leaky gut. So why don't you do this, ma'am? Get onto the Critical Health News website and sign up for the newsletter and get the free food diary download and start doing a food diary and see if you could link your symptoms to specific foods. Now, you can't go by what good foods. There's people think that certain foods are good and certain foods are not good. Well, you can have problems with avocados. You can have problems with lettuce. You can have problems with eggplant. There's all kinds of foods that we consider to be good foods that could be a problem. And that's always the first step. Whenever you have, and this is for everybody listening as well, whenever you have a mystery and you don't know what's going on in the body, you want to backtrack it to this dirty blood phenomena, which in turn needs to be backtracked to leaky gut. And by the way, a leaky gut can be caused by eating the wrong kinds of fats, particularly fried fats. It can be caused by nutrient deficiencies, like deficiencies in vitamin A, and it can be caused by the hormone estrogen. And what happens when you have this leaky gut, this inflammation in the intestine, you get this 1-2 punch of bodily breakdown. First punch, number one, is you get toxins that get into the bloodstream. When I say toxins, I'm talking about bacterial toxins, food particles, food peptides, lectins, defense molecules from plants, as well as immune cells. They all stream into the blood, and of course, that's going to cause all kinds of a biochemical emergency. And then secondly, when the intestine becomes inflamed, you don't absorb your nutrients. So now you're trying to deal with toxicity and malnourishment. And this is the source of almost all chronic degenerative diseases, particularly the mysterious ones, which it sounds like you're dealing with. So that would be the first step that I would do. And when you're dealing with this condition, not only do you want to eliminate the problem foods, that's why that food diary is so important that I just talked about, but you also want to start pounding in the liquid pre-digested nutrients like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and then there's also nutrients that you can use to help build up the intestinal lining, including Longevity's Fucoid Z, which is an incredible product for a lot of reasons. Collagen peptides can help. Glucogel or glucosamine can also help. Arthritis supplements can help build up the connective tissue in the intestine. So you got a lot of strategies there. But the most important is to figure out what the heck is getting into your bloodstream, because it does sound like you're dealing with some circulatory problems.
And if you missed anything, Mignon, call this toll-free number at 1-855-949-7234.
And I'll be doing a talk, I should mention, for Mignon, anybody in Colorado, on Friday, this coming Friday, in Evergreen, Colorado, 5 o'clock at the Light Lounge. I don't know where Mignon lives, but if you're anywhere near Evergreen, I'd love to meet you, Mignon, and work with you personally.
Texts and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
This one from Anna in Orlando. Ben, she would like to know if you know anything about what they call the blood diet, certain food for certain blood types.
Oh, yeah. Eat right for your type. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, the eat right for your type diet, Peter Adamo, that was big in the 90s. You know, let me tell you about the eat right for your type. The eat right for your type diet is where your different blood types, A, B, AB, and O, specific foods are designed for specific blood types, theoretically, according to Peter Adamo. Problem with that diet, and while it may be true that certain foods will trigger certain reactions in certain blood types, animals don't eat right for their type. And animals have blood types, too. Lions don't eat right for their type. Giraffes don't eat right for their type. So it doesn't quite pass the smell test to me, this idea that there are certain blood types that respond to certain foods. Everybody needs vitamin C. Everybody needs citrus fruits. Everybody needs quality meat. Everybody needs green leafy vegetables. The basics are so important. Whether there's some minutia that could be fine-tuned based on your blood type, that may be true. But as far as the big foods, the major food groups go, everybody needs to have quality fish and meat and eggs and dairy and green leafy vegetables and fruits. And the basics are going to be the same for everybody. And as I say, animals in the wild don't eat right for their type.
We're going to come back with more calls, a full hour of calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs in just a moment from criticalhealthnews.com.